ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति। आज सतगुरु के दिन,
on the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region,
वतन में बाबा बहुत दूर से एक फरिश्ते की तरह बहुत दूर से आते हुए दिखाई दे रहे थे।
I saw Baba coming in his angelic form from a far distance.
बाबा जैसे मेरे पास पहुँचे।
After a few seconds, Baba came closer to me, and Baba on his own said, "Child, do you know where the father went today?" Baba then explained, the loving remembrances of children from Bharat and foreign lands is reaching the father. And so Baba went to meet all of them and give the return of their special love.
And
Baba saw that at all places the children have arranged tapasya kund, areas of tapasya, spaces of tapasya, and there's the entire atmosphere of tapasya all around. All the Brahmins are sitting in great intoxication and love and dedication in tapasya. So Baba is very happy to see how the children are engaged in their spiritual endeavor with great love. Baba was giving very loving drishti. And through Baba's drishti, the entire atmosphere of the subtle region became one of sharing blessings. There was the experience of receiving these blessings. Baba then said, "You know the importance of time. Even in the Laukik world, there comes a month when the devotees and the sannyasis, the ascetics, engage in deep bhakti, sincere bhakti. And after every 4 years, a leap month comes, which is very, very significant and auspicious. But for you Brahmin children, every minute of the confluence age is anyway important. But the entire month of January, the day of 18 January, is a month of receiving experiences, blessings, the blessing of success. During this month, there is success in every effort that you make. There is less effort required and more success, more attainment. So while looking at the children's spiritual endeavor, the father is very happy. Baba then emerged many, many of the Brahmin children, and as he was giving drishti to everyone, and as the children were maintaining powerful thoughts, in return for that thought, it was as though they were receiving a blessing in one form or the other, in the form in light. Some of the children were taking those blessings and keeping with themselves, some were experiencing the blessings, some were looking at what blessings the others were receiving. Why did I not receive the blessing that this one received? So certain children were comparing what blessings they were receiving. Baba then said, "Now is the time not to sit in comparison with others. You are receiving everything easily, naturally, and so you should experience what you are receiving." Baba then told all the children to stand up. And there were four types of kunds, that is, these spaces of where a fire burns. So like in the Laukic world, also in Bhakti, the Brahmins generally are around this kund of fire. All the Brahmins surrounded these four kunds. So the first was written, the bodiless stage, and the second kund was written, the embodiment of an angel. Thirdly, equal to the father, and on the fourth was written, through the right method, one receives the attainments. So these were the four main areas of yoga, kunds, and so there was a deep connection between all four. So if one stage, one kund was shaking, then it would affect all the other kunds. And you were not even able to separate these four kunds from each other. Baba then explained, these four stages have a deep connection with each other. If there is a bit of slackness in one stage, then that final stage of attaining all, of becoming the embodiment of attainments, will be a bit different. So for the first kund, first stage, Baba said, experience the bodiless stage in every task, in every moment, so just as when you used to see Brahma Baba, you would experience the angelic stage. So now practice the bodiless stage, experience introversion. Through that you will experience the angelic stage automatically. You'll experience it yourself and enable others to also experience it. Then Baba said, time is indicating that you have to make yourself perfect according to the time. Baba has already told the children that in order to make every thought successful, remember that you are an instrument, it is Baba's task, he is the one to enable the task to be carried out. So when you carry out every task in this consciousness, every task will be successful. Baba re-emerged the children in front of him and he was showering a lot of love on everyone. Baba said, the children are dearly loved. Each one's spiritual efforts are very good. Baba is happy too, but what Baba wants to see, that at every second you have special experiences, and those who see you also, those who are in your contact also have good experiences through you. And this is how you can glorify the Father. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. There were some souls that offered special bhog. I shared that with Baba as well. Baba gave remembrances to all of them as well. I then returned. Om Shanti.